But first, we turn to the border. The number of people arrested and detained at the U.S.-Mexico border dropped substantially in August. U.S. Customs and Border Protection detained 64,000 people at the border that month. 3 months earlier, arrests peaked in 2019 with 144,000 border crossers detained in May. So why the big drop? Mark Morgan, interim director of Customs and Border Protection, credits Mexico's deployment of military forces to its borders and the Trump administration's policy changes.
The president has made it very clear that he's going to use every tool available to him and this administration to address this unprecedented crisis at the southern border.
Morgan says Mexico has detained 134,000 undocumented immigrants so far this year. That's 50,000 more than all of 2018. Lisa Magana is a professor in the School of Transborder Studies at Arizona State University, and she says all of this can only be understood in context.
First, let me emphasize that apprehensions have been going down significantly for the last 10 years for a variety of different reasons. There's always fluctuation during particular months, especially when it's really hot. So we know that migration definitely goes down when the weather is much hotter. And so not surprisingly, you know, it's going to be a little bit lower in August and September, but this is not surprising. But again, these numbers have consistently gone down. And we need to think about what is that in terms of immigration policies. What is it when we talk about, oh, these have been deterrents or these have been working? That's not necessarily the case here.
So when you say the numbers have been going down for a decade, that might surprise a lot of people, right? Because of all of the talk that we hear about a crisis on the border and, you know, thousands of people waiting to come into the country. This is a little bit of a different population, maybe.
Absolutely. So when you talk about apprehension data, we tend to think about Mexican and unauthorized immigration crossing the border. And that has absolutely gone down in the last 10 years, partly starting after the recession. We know that's gone down. You've heard this idea of net migration, people that have left the U.S. and people that have not, that are not coming from Mexico. And in fact, if we think about apprehension data and or the undocumented population, Mexicans are no longer the majority. Now the majority are those from Central America and Asia. And so this idea, presumably, that these Mexicans are crossing the border and being apprehended really is not a good indication of effective immigration policy. And if I could just say, apprehension data is kind of a, it's actually really a bad way to measure how effective a policy is. So you can say, well, maybe 300,000 people were not deterred by these enforcement policies. So look how many people are able to circumvent these policies. Or you can say, oh, what a great job. You picked up this many people, you apprehended. We've also seen that could be an indication of just more or better record keeping. You know, not necessarily has anything really to do with the flow of migration. It has much more to do with what's going on in terms of activities or being able to assess.
And so when you're talking about that refugee sort of population, those people seeking asylum, mm-hmm. right, this might point to this other statistic that came out recently. The number of migrants deemed inadmissible at the border actually rose about 3,000 people from July to August. Is that a different can of worms, essentially?
That is a different can of worms that these are likely Central Americans that are applying for refugee status. And as you may know, right now, the Supreme Court and the courts are ruling as to whether or not, and it's not even clear, it's so new, that this decision of whether or not you can apply for refugee status if you're in another country or do you have to be at a point of entry, it's just not clear. And so these people are being turned away because, quite frankly, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing right now.
The policies have been changed.
The policies are changing weekly. I'd say this week daily.
So finally, let's talk about another immigration-related story this week. Reports that the Trump administration may again cut the number of refugees allowed in the country. The president has already cut that limit. It was a cap of 110,000 the last year of the Obama presidency. It's a 30,000 this year. What effect, first of all, has that had, just that decrease?
Well, first of all, this is really problematic. The nature, the spirit of refugee law is to be able to accept people that are fleeing well-founded fear of persecution, people whose lives are in danger. So a good example would be we just had the terrible hurricanes in the Bahamas. With a particular limit, we're going to tell people that have an absolute right to claim refugee status that they can't because there's a certain limit. And so this can have a very devastating impact. And I would say that looking at refugees as a way to control undocumented or unauthorized immigration is disingenuous because, again, these numbers have gone down significantly. It's the same argument for why we need this wall. It's out of control. We're in a crisis mode when, in fact, the reality is it continues to go down.
There is some talk that the Trump administration could lower this number even to zero. Has that ever happened in the history of this country?
I have not heard anything. We started refugee laws around 1940s during World War II. But no, I've never heard anything. The laws were separated from regular immigration and separated into refugee, but nothing like this. And the other thing, it's not only national, it's international, right? This idea of looking at hotspots or crisis areas that, again, as part of being a world player, we are to accept and help refugees, whose lives are in danger.
That's Lisa Magana, a professor in the School of Transborder Studies at Arizona State University. Lisa, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure.